Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning to you.
Couple of questions for you, and you know exactly where we're going with this. It's what the whole world and the whole world of football is talking about. Tom, if you threw a pick six in the final minute of a game, I know for a fact you'd be the first one at the podium to stand up and say, my fault, bad read, my decision cost us the game. Should Bill Belichick not have said the very same thing, if not publicly at the press conference after the game, then at least in the locker room behind closed doors, man-to-man, to you and Randy and Vollmer and all the guys who played their asses off and bludgeoned the Colts for three-plus quarters?
Well, I'm not sure that that I agree with you guys in that sense. We're all there's 53 guys on the team, and, you know, we all take part in the wins and the losses, and, you know, there's certainly things I could have done better out there to help us win the game. And, you know, I think it gets a lot of attention because it's probably not the popular thing, but at the same time, it's what coach felt was the best thing to do. And I think we're all supportive of that. So, you know, it's just obviously easy argument for everybody, and it's a simple decision for everybody when you don't take in probably to consideration a lot of factors that that happen over the course of a season or the course of a game. And it's one of those things where we played so well at times throughout the game, and in the end, you know, we didn't execute when we really needed to execute. And I think that's what it comes down to.
Tom, I'm not that smart, but I am smart enough to know you're in a tough position answering questions as the face of the franchise, and even you, Tom Brady, can't break ranks. But I hear you say you weren't surprised with the call to go for it, yet the extreme close-up on the network camera suggested by the look on your face that you were a little bit surprised. That's the first sort of question. Were you really, really not on board with it, but not surprised by what Belichick did? And the second part of the question is, were Randy and Kevin exactly where they should have been in terms of a spatial relationship on that final play?
I wasn't surprised. I was running off the field, and the punt team was running on the field, and they were waving us back out there. So I was just trying to figure out what we were doing. So it wasn't like I was surprised that we were going for it. I thought, you know, this is the best opportunity for us to win the game. It really was. We have, like I said after the game, we have a very good offense. You know, we have two downs to pick up 2 yards. And if you're to tell me that, you know, we're going to play the Colts and we got to pick up 2 yards on two downs to win the game, you know, I'd say I like our chances. So, you know, it's hindsight is always, you know, 20/20, and the reality is, you know, Coach Belichick, you know, he made a decision, and, you know, the team is fully supportive of the decision. And like I said, I wish we'd have made the play. I wish we'd have made a bunch of other plays, so it wouldn't have come down to that. But and there was still a lot of plays that were made after that and before that that, you know, we all as an offense and defense and special teams unit need to do better at. And, you know, I think that was a very good game we played in a lot of ways. We just didn't play, you know, for 60 minutes, similar to the way it was in the AFC Championship game a few years ago where we didn't finish it off the way we could have. So, you know, hopefully we learn from it and move forward and play better down the stretch.
Was the spacing correct between Randy and his defender and Kevin and his defender?
Yeah, it was. It was. You know, they just, you know, they were right there at the line of scrimmage, and they were really, you know, it was tight coverage, and, you know, those are typically pretty tight throws. Mm-hmm. So, the spacing was fine.
Well, the play worked. The thing I don't get, Tom, is the play worked. You completed the pass. It just didn't go for enough yardage. Why wouldn't that be a 3 or 4 yard out for Kevin Falk as opposed to the 1.5 yard out, which it ended up to be?
Well, he was past the first down mark. He just got pushed back, yeah. And they didn't give us the forward progress. So, that was just the call the ref made, and it's tough to tell. I saw it on TV, but you know, I can't really tell.
Did you think you got it? Because the ref, I think, made a bad call in one regard. He called it a juggle, but when you look at the replay, the juggle didn't affect the yardage. He juggled it, you know, briefly, very briefly. He corralled it. He got pushed back. But I think the official gave you a bad spot because he thought the juggle affected how far down the field Kevin Falk got.
Yeah, and that's what I saw, too. I mean, we threw it. I mean, I saw Kev's feet were at the 31-yard line right. at one point. So, sometimes you get those calls, sometimes you don't. And we didn't get it this time around. And, we've got seven games left. And, it's really going to be determined of what kind of team we are, these last seven games. I think we've made a lot of improvements since the first couple weeks of the season. And, for a team that's, now 9-0 that we played, I think, we see where we measure up. I mean, I don't think I'm concerned with, what we're capable of as a football team. It's just more of how we've got to go out and play it, these next seven games.
When you look at the replay, do you do what we do and say, oh, look, Welker's open, or, oh, we could have got that one into Moss for the yardage they needed? Or are you comfortable with the decision? I know you didn't have time. I know you got an empty backfield, and you don't have time to stand back there and survey the field. But would you have been better served going to Welker or Moss on that play?
It's always the quarterback, a lot of the time you make the decision, when you get the ball in your hands. I think on a play like that, I don't think I have time to survey the field. I survey the field before the snap, and I really had a good feel for what Kev was going to do, where Kev was going to be, and, I make the decision to throw to Kev, and, Kev ran a nice route, and he caught the ball. We just didn't get enough yardage.
Tom, as the quarterback on the offense, I can understand where you would be excited to have the coach put his faith in you and say, we're going for this, we're going to win it right here, we're going to get this done, we're going to cover the 2 yards. Jaworski talked about this yesterday. He said, if Dick Vermeil, back in his day in Philadelphia, said the same thing, I'd have been excited that he put the faith in me. Flip side of that coin, do you think there's any credence to Teddy Bruschi's feeling that this sends a bad message to the defense, we don't trust you to stop Peyton Manning if we punt him the ball?
Well, I don't know. I certainly don't think that's what Coach Belichick was. I know him very well, and I've been a player under him for 10 years. And, we've been part of a lot of games with the Colts over the years where, they have a very explosive offense, guys, and it's one of the best offenses in the league, and they're very productive scoring points. And, before that last possession, they went down the field in less than 2 minutes and scored, we lost a couple of our best pass rushers and Tully and who was banged up. So, it was the same thing happened in an AFC Championship game in 2006. We had a 3rd and 4. We missed it. We punted to them, and they went down the field in less than 2 minutes to score again. And Teddy was on that field that day, So, I mean, you can argue it a lot of ways, and had we punted the ball and they return it to the 50-yard line, then what do you say?
Well, it's still 20 more yards than they had to go.
Well, of course, but, that's one completion
yep.
of 20 yards, which takes probably 15 seconds. I mean, they had 2 minutes. So, listen, we lost the game, and I understand the blame's got to be placed somewhere, and everyone always wants to point the finger and say this is the reason and this is the one reason why we lost. And the reality is, there's a lot of reasons why we lost that game, and we're 3-6 in the red area. We have some real critical turnovers. We had some opportunities to get the ball in the end zone. We had an opportunity to run the clock out at the end of the game, and we didn't. And we as players are responsible for that. And everyone just wants to second guess the decision, but believe me, I think as a team we don't buy into that. We understand. That's one of many many decisions that are made over the course of a game. And I believe also when Coach Belichick says, I thought that's just our best, chance of winning the game, I believe him. And I really thought it was too. And I think that's, I wish we'd have done a better job executing those last couple of plays, or else we'd be talking about how great of a win it was.
Tom, can you confirm or deny that the decision to go for it on fourth down was made before you went for it on third down?
I'm not sure. I do know this about Coach Belichick. It's not like it's a spur of the moment decision. I mean, he's run through that scenario probably 20 times in his head. So, It's not like, you know, we're ill-prepared for the decision. I mean, he, you know, we talked about before the game of the opportunities for us to go for it on fourth down. And, you know, we knew that's it's not the type of team where you want to, you know, always kick it to them and see if they can go down and score quickly, which, you know, they've proven they can do all season. So, you know, we like I said, this is one game in the season. And, you know, I don't think we've lost confidence that we can beat the Colts. I really don't. I mean, I think we feel like we had a lot of opportunities to win that game. And, you know, who knows what happens down the road. I hope we continue to play at a very high level like we did the other night. And I think in a lot of ways we played some of our best football the other night, especially on offense, to control a few of those pass rushers like we did. And, you know, a team, that defense that was ranked, you know, in the top three, I think, in almost every category. I mean, we went out there and we did a lot of good things.
Tom, if indeed Belichick had decided that it was going to take two cracks, or he was going to take, you were going to take two cracks to get the 2 yards, third down and fourth down, would it not have made more sense from an eating up the clock standpoint and whatever other standpoint you want to apply here to run it once and see if you had fourth and one, or maybe get it and eat up some clock and then run it again for fourth down?
Well, you know, I think that's another decision. And, you know, Who knows? I mean, it's easy to say, but I mean, you have Kevin Faulk and Wes Welker and Randy Moss and a damn good O-line and Ben Watson out there. So it's hard for me to think that, you know, I'd want to put the ball in anybody else's hands other than myself and those guys that I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're taking a 3-pointer to for the end of the game, I mean, do you give it to, you know, Ray Allen, or do you give it to, you know, the seventh man coming off the bench? I mean, you got to give it to the guy who you think is going to make the shot.
Did you think when you released the ball to Welker in the flat, did you think, uh-oh, you know, this kid might pick this thing off and take it back and make the whole fourth down decision moot? Or you just make a good play on the ball?
He made a good play on it. I mean, he was breaking hard. It was –
yeah.
He reacted quickly. I threw it high. You know, I threw it pretty hard, too. So I don't think Randy Moss could have caught that ball I threw.
Hey, what?
You know, so.
Wes, Chris Collinsworth was amazed at the play Bethea made on the pick, you know, that he came across the field from one side playing the safety on his left and came across the field into the end zone and make that pick. Did he just gamble on that play and think, you know, they're going to Moss, I'm going to take a chance and run out to the other side of the field? Did he fool you?
I didn't see him until the ball left my hand. So he made a good play, and he read where I was looking and made a good jump on the ball and got over there. Obviously, he's, you know, he's played us a long time, and he's very aware of where Randy is. And, you know, I got to do a better job of seeing him and not making that throw.
I'm guessing you're still in the one-on-one battles between Moss and Bethea. You'd still give the edge to Moss on Sunday night.
Yeah, I would. I would anytime. Randy had a great game. He always plays well in those big games, and
yeah,
the Super Bowl, the AFC Championship. He's always a factor, and he made some great plays the other night. Really sparked us. And, the touchdown catch was an awesome catch. I mean, what I saw on the replay was an unbelievable catch and concentration. So, you know, we're like I said, we're doing a lot of really good things as an offense, and we got to continue to do those things. And, you know, we just eliminate a few of the mistakes that we've made. And, you know, I'd really love to see what we're capable of doing. And, you know, we're just going to stay at it. We've been, like I said, there's been steady progress here for the last 7 or 8 weeks. And, you know, really since, you know, the Atlanta game. And you know, hopefully we just continue to go out there and make the improvements so that it doesn't come down to, you know, the Colts having the ball at the end with a chance to win.
Tom, I guess this question also kind of falls into the category of play calling. In spite of your ability to successfully stretch the field in the first half, it seems to me, based on the notes I took, third quarter, whether you made the adjustment consciously or just taking what the defense gave you, there was a lot of short stuff, dinks and dunks and screens early in the third quarter that were very, very successful, and then suddenly deep to Moss for the Bethea interception. Did something present itself in the course of those dinks and dunks and short stuff and screens where you said, now we're going to go deep, even though you were having success with the short stuff?
Well, I think you're just always trying to, mix things up and keep the defense off balance. Mm-hmm. It's a in every play is not going to be a 30-yard gain versus the Colts, and we had some good opportunities in the first half that they gave us some coverages we were looking for, and we took advantage of them. So, you know, every play typically has somebody going deep and then somebody going short, and sometimes I throw it deep, sometimes I throw it short, and we try to control the ball a little bit, which we did a good job of. You know, we just had a couple big turnovers there that hurt us. But you know, that's some of the things we got to do better at, and no one feels worse than I do, and I think we got to get over it and move on, and that's you lose games and you got to find the resiliency to move forward, and that's just part of the game, I played long enough to realize that one game doesn't define your season unless it's the last game. And, fortunately, it's not the last game of our season.
Resiliency takes me to this question, Tom. I'm wondering if you were able or willing to relay the feeling of driving 87 yards midway through the third quarter and about to punch it in, and the ball gets put on the ground, and you go 87 yards, and you don't get the touchdown that everybody was expecting. Can you feel a palpable, on the sideline when the offense goes to the side and watches Peyton Manning go back out for the Colts?
I didn't feel that. I know Lawrence is trying. It's a mistake that happens that, the guy makes a good play and hits you and the ball pops out and he's just trying to punch it in. And I mean, those things happen. They really do. There's no running back that's ever played that hasn't fumbled. And I think we all have confidence to give it to Lawrence and to let him pound it in there. And, it's, obviously, it's not something that you're never excited when it happens, but it happens, and you got to move forward, and that's part of the mental toughness. And we came back. The next time we got it, we threw a touchdown pass, and we moved the ball well throughout the game. We just we just didn't make enough plays when we needed to make them, and whether that was when we got the turnover after Will Hite's interception when we kicked the field goal. I mean, if we scored a touchdown on that drive,
right.
And it's a 3-touchdown game, and we do win the game. So, like I said, there's a lot of things that go into winning and losing games, and it's not a decision or a play. It's collectively as a group that we all share in the responsibility of the wins and the losses. But I know it's a disappointing loss for everybody, but I'm also an optimist that says, if that's a 9-0 team right there, then, I'm glad that we're just able to be right there with the 9-0 team.
Tom, I know when you watch the film, you are certainly able to appreciate what Sebastian Vollmer's doing on your blind side. But I'm wondering, during the course of the game, in the heat of the moment, when you're not looking at what he's doing, are you getting a sense of how successful this kid is with having your back, quite literally?
Yeah, I do. I know. I mean, I could I get a sense and a feeling for the rush and how it's coming, and we did a great job on those two guys. They're so good. I mean, I don't know if you can appreciate how good they are, on TV, but when I studied them for all 8 games over the course of the year, what they're able to do to offenses and the pressure that they put on an offensive line is pretty unbelievable. It's unlike any other team that we play. They have two guys who just can pretty much dominate the game. And, Freeney goes without a tackle, without a sack. And Mathis makes a couple good plays on Kaser, but you got to expect that their best players are going to make a couple plays, just like you're going to expect Randy Moss and Wilson Rucker to make a couple plays. So, you got to take, they made the plays at the times where they needed to, and I think, our guys really hung in there and, were resilient and battled just like we needed to. And, I'm proud of the way those guys play, the way the offensive line continues to play. And, we're going to need that again this week.
Well, they used to say if you had a finesse pass rusher, a small, fast guy like a Freeney, you run at him. And I guess when the Colts have the lead, when Manning has the lead, teams don't run. They have to pass to catch up. But why can't you do that? Why can't that be the solution to that problem, just run at Freeney and Mathis?
Well, they're not so finesse, those two.
Yeah.
they're not very tall, but they're extremely powerful. I mean, they've and they do a lot of movement in their defensive line. So it's not like they just, you know, where they're at. Sometimes they go straight at you. Sometimes they slant inside. Sometimes they loop to the outside. They run games with the defensive tackle and the defensive end. It's hard to really get a good, you know, grip on those guys. Right. So we did run it really well at times. Kevin had probably one of his best days rushing in a long time. You know, Lawrence had some productive runs in there. So you got to be balanced versus those guys. I know that. And we ran it very efficiently, and we threw it very efficiently. And, you know, it's just a matter of getting the ball in the end zone when we have the opportunity. It's about scoring points that game. I think we just kicked too many field goals and had a couple too many turnovers.
Hey, I got to ask you something. I always wonder this while watching you operate on offense, and we had a caller ask this the other day. We hear about Dallas Clark all week and what a weapon he is for Peyton Manning. And in other games, you know, Atlanta, we heard about Tony Gonzalez. We see Ben Watson. We talk to him. We know how good he is physically, how fast he is. We know he has good hands. How come he doesn't get the ball more often? I mean, I'm looking at the numbers now. Isaiah Standback had more catches than Ben Watson on Sunday. And I guess I just don't get it. Why don't you use him more often?
Well, you know, Ben is very productive, and we do need to get the ball more to Ben. I mean, Randy gets a lot of balls, and Wes gets a lot of balls, and right. We hand the ball off to Lawrence and Kevin, and, you know, Ben probably has, behind Kevin Faulk, we got to get the ball to Kevin Faulk, so, you know, and then you got to get the ball to Ben Watson. So Ben is a very productive player for us, and whenever we throw it to the Ben, good things happen. So, you know, it's just got to make a – there's one ball, and that we have a lot of good players, and Ben is certainly one of those good players. And, you know, Dallas Clark is probably, you know, behind Reggie Wayne, right with Reggie Wayne, one of the first options on every play.
Right.
You know, and typically in our offense, it's probably more of a receiver-style offense where Randy and Wes are the first and second option mostly on every play. But Ben is certainly, you know, right up there, and he's done a great job for us, and he's got such a good attitude, and he's made some huge plays this year. We wouldn't be having nearly as successful season without Ben on our team.
Well, we told him that. He's too good a guy. You know, he's on board with this. We said, do be more like T.O.
Yeah, scream and yell on the sidelines.
Go to the sidelines, scream, like throw your helmet, and they'll get you the ball more often.
That's exactly what we need.
Third and four, second quarter, Tom. Is it possible you were the only person from New England who knew who number 9 was that picked up that first down for you when you threw it to him on the side?
Yeah, you know, Isaiah has done, you know, a pretty remarkable job since he got here. He came in here as a practice squad quarterback about 7 weeks ago.
Thus the number 9.
Yeah, and he was out there doing the scout team, and, you know, you just got to fill in wherever you can because of the limited roster spots. So he's out there playing receiver, which he played receiver in Dallas for a couple of years. He was a quarterback in college, and, Hoyer keeps throwing him the ball, and I'm like, man, this guy's pretty good. Catches the ball. He's, you know, running great routes. He's obviously very talented. And then, you know, with our receiver situation with Julian getting hurt and now Brandon getting hurt, Isaiah stepped in, and he can really do some really good things for us. He's a big kid, and he's strong, and he's got a really great personality for that position. So.
Go ahead and say, Dean, and John's going to start with the Wildcat again, aren't you?
No.
He looks like so much fun. Why don't you do the Wildcat?
Because you want the ball in Brady's hands all the time. That's what
I'm trying to tell you.
This qualifies as minutia, Tom, but I think you'll know what I'm talking about. First quarter, there was a 3rd and 9. You threw a bullet to Randy on the sideline, the left-hand sideline. In fact, they replayed it and showed you pump-faking to freeze the cornerback up close. He picks up 20 to the 21-yard line. You hurry to the line of scrimmage to avoid a challenge because maybe or maybe not his feet were in bounds. How do you know to hurry up? Does somebody tell you in the helmet, hurry up, get to the line of scrimmage, and run a play before they can challenge it?
Yeah, we have a call that comes into the helmet where you want to play like that where it's risk-reward. You know, if they somehow review it and you don't get it, then we punt. And, you know, if it is complete and we run that hurry-up play and we gain a yard. Now it's second and nine. So it was just a it comes in from the sideline where it's close, and who knows whether it's complete or incomplete. You know, when they rule it a catch, then you just we all rush to the line and run a play as fast as we can.
Is there a cool code word that they yell in your helmet, or does somebody say, Tom, hurry up, it might be reviewed, get him to the line of scrimmage and run a play?
Yeah, we have a code word.
You want to tell us what that is?
Not really.
Did you get any texts from your old friends, Rodney or Teddy? Did they reach out to you on Sunday night or yesterday?
No, I get texts from them from time to time. So, no, I didn't hear from them after this one, but you know, I know they were, it's hard for them to watch also because they've been such a part of this game, and you know, they're really there with us. So I know they're bummed also.
Quarterback question of the week. It comes to us from Michael DeStefano. Michael wants to know, hey, Tom, what defensive front four in the National Football League provides the most problems for you? I think we might have just seen them. Is that possible?
Yeah, I think I'm hard pressed to think of another defensive front that is as tough as on an offense as this team. I mean, they can change the game in one play, and it's not too often that you play a defensive line that is as physical and is as explosive as they are. They've got two guys who would be the primary pass rusher on any team in the league. So, you know, we hung in there, and you know, they really limit some of the things you can do in your offensive playbook. But, you know, we made some good plays out there, and, you know, I hope we just continue to make those improvements on offense. And, you know, I don't want anyone to jump off the bandwagon yet. You know, we still got a lot of football left.
Hey, Tom, I know you're already inspired to not be sacked every single game, as if you need more inspiration. Your friends at Smartwater are going to donate $5,000 to the Boston Centers for Youth and Families for every game you go unsacked. It's already happened twice this year. So far, Smartwater has committed $10,000 to the cause, and we're going to update each week as we go forward. So tell, you know, the offensive line, there's more to it than just keeping you clean.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. There's a lot of other things at risk. So we got off to a pretty good start with that. And I get texts, believe me, after the game saying, why did you take that sack? So, you know, we'll be keeping an eye on that and keeping track. And it is, you know, for a great cause.
Hey, final question. We've established that you're not upset with Coach Belichick. Why are you obviously upset with Peeney?
I know. You know, it's...
Tom, I know you don't have quite the juice in this town that I have. I can make a phone call. I bet I can get him down there to the facility with his clippers to get you cleaned up a little bit. I could make this happen for you.
That's right. You might have to get through security first. They're pretty tough down there at Gillette.
He's on the cover of GQ. I think it's working.
The hair thing?
Out look.
Yeah. Peeny feels sick. Give him a call, Tom. He misses you.
That's right. I'll give him a call.
All right. Talk to you
Bye,
next
guys.
Week.
Take care.